My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What kind of summer did you have? What were the things that you wanted to work on as you come into this season?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's to get bigger, stronger. I think that's one thing I needed to do this summer to elevate my game. And, you know, also work on my strengths, my speed and my shot and, you know, battles in the summer, too, on the ice. Work out with people that you can battle with and on the ice, people you can battle with. I think that was important for me.
What was your takeaway from your second season in Rochester? How do you feel like you took that next step in your development?
Yeah, I think I really did. I think I had a good season. If you look off the whole season, had some. After I got called up, I had some not a good stretch in Rochester when I got called back down. But then I think after that, I found my game even better than before, and elevated my game, and I think I ended the season really good. I was happy with that season.
Are you happy with the progress you've been making since coming over to North America?
Yeah, I'm really happy. I have took big steps since I came over, and you know, now I need to take a step more to make the NHL, and that's the only goal I have. So, I need to take a bigger step. Yeah.
How have these first couple of days, early impressions, Michael Leone? What's that dynamic like, and how does it differ from Apps?
I just talked to him a little bit here on the ice. He called me also before camp, and great guy, first of all. And I think he has similar philosophies as Apps, and I love that. Getting to know him now, and really good first impression.
You've been here at this rookie camp a couple of times now. What has this done, or how has this helped benefit you in the past?
No, I think it's great. You know, you never know what to expect your first game of the season, like tonight. And it's easier to do the first game here against people my own age, maybe, than an NHL preseason game. So it just, I get more time to prepare for the main camp, and I'm going to be better prepared. So it's great.
Do you feel there's opportunity here for you, both in this camp and in the main camp, to make the big club?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's up to me. It's I want to show them that I am a player that can be in NHL, and I think that's only up to me to show them that.
you gotten to talk to Lindy Ruff at all, or get to know him?
Yeah, a little bit. So I met him here now, and also same with Michael. It's a great guy too, and I think he's gonna be great for the Sabres, I think.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.